Hey, this is Jeremy Roenick, and guess what? You guys are listening to the Jim Bob Show.
Hey, this is Wayne Larrabee, and you're listening to Roar on WGN.
Hey, this is Jim McMahon, and you're listening to the Jim Bob Show.
I had to pop a beer for this one.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Brian Urlacher, and you're listening to the Jim Bob Show.
That's awesome. Oh,
and
that's
then,
it.
How about one? This is Brian Urlacher. I'm not a bitch.
No.
That's the best. You love that one, huh?
Half the coaches in the league. The Mondays were the worst. And that's when you really got tested, when you came off a tough loss. You got into the office on Monday. You found out two more players were hurt. You didn't realize. The sky's always fallen in the NFL on Mondays.
Chicago's a great sports town. They're hungry for people that play hard. And if you play hard and win, they love you forever.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio and on great stations around the country. It is the Jim Bob Show, and we are in the off-season mode, Jim Bob. But hey, you know what? Off-season lasted maybe like a week and a half. There is so much action in the NFL right now with the Hot Stove League and free agency and teams kind of living and dying on setting up for the draft. We'll have all sorts of stuff with that. And then I know you're looking at me, you're saying, Dane, what's wrong? You look upset. Well, maybe I look mad, right? Because it's March Madness, right? And this is where...
Maybe you're just mad.
Maybe I'm just mad about all the things I don't know about college basketball, yeah.
Well,
I'm lucky to have you.
Yeah, thank you. You're welcome. I appreciate it. I don't want to brag about certain things that I'm so great at, but I have like gone, you know, almost perfect in a bracket before, Dane. And, you know, that's something that I should brag about, but I'm not.
Well, that's what we're here for. Allow the fans, the listeners to do their bragging for you. And think about this. As a longtime sports fan, so associated, obviously, with the football side of things, and understandably so, but I think you're just a sports fan of all fans. You know, whether it's pickleball, right? Whether it's high lie, whether it's that other thing where the people hold their breath and touch people. You love sports, competition, right? And for sports fans... And also fans of gaming, March Madness, it's that time of year.
It is that time of year. And everybody's putting their brackets together. And everybody's got Connecticut and Houston and Auburn and Tennessee. And there might be some people that have got Kentucky in there. Maybe an Iowa State, Illinois snuck in, you know, but... Pretty much, you know, that's going to be what I've said.
For the listeners, just so that they can get a mental picture of what's happening here. So Jim Bob's bracket is so valuable. It is so coveted by people out there in the world that, you know, there's two Price Waterhouse guys, right, with one of those silver suitcases and it's handcuffed to them to bring it out. I mean, this thing is not available to the general public.
I will tell everybody, I'll tell you what I'm seeing is that Auburn and the way they're getting coached by Bruce right now is a team to be reckoned with. I mean, he looks like he's got his Final Four face on already. I mean, he looked like he had it in the playoffs. The conference playoffs. But I will tell you is that he's a guy that scares me when he gets that look on. He's got that Final Four look already. And, you know, one of the things that we talk about, I always tell everybody, I go, listen, a simple app to go to is go look at the efficiency of offense and efficiency of defense. And who's ever in the top 10 of those categories is going to be one of the winners of March Madness. And most likely there's four teams in there in the offensive efficiency and defense efficiency that will be in the Final Four. And I've been, you know, going to that and using that. You know, for example, Houston right now at the end of the season was the number one team in defensive efficiency. Well, they're also, you know, number one team in the country, them and UConn. And you would say on the glass and defensively, Houston's great. On the offensive side of things, it's a different story. So I go by that tried and true, and I'm picking my teams. My Final Four are coming out of that efficiencies on offensive defense.
The people who put the seeding together, the top seeds, it's a pretty big number are out of that group that get to the Final Four and win a national championship. So somebody's doing some right things there, but the Cinderella story is as big a part of March Madness and college basketball as anything, right? People love those stories. And so Jim Bob, your thought, as there's a lot of top seeds that get upset or that don't get as far as they think they should, what does it take to put it all together? Because I feel like whether it's March Madness and college basketball, there's so much, whether it's momentum, whether it's emotion, whether it's that backstory, teams coming together and all that. And of course, you mentioned coaching, right? You've got to have all those things together if you want to put that run out there.
Yeah, well, you know, when you start looking at parts of the bracket where you think that long shot might come, when you get to the Midwest and you look at the Midwest bracket, and, you know, a team like South Carolina, you know, a great team, a sixth seed, they could emerge. McNeese State, the 12th seed, they really could emerge through that as well.
You're a believer with them.
I am. And then, you know, like Purdue, I love Purdue. I love Smith, that guard. He can shoot lights out, and I love the big guy. But Purdue, kind of like the Dallas Cowboys, you know, I mean, they kind of poop out. And I wish they wouldn't, but I got them getting beat by Utah State. And I got Utah State and McNeese State.
You know. Utah State.
Yeah. I'm just, you know, when I beat your bracket, I mean, I'm just going to, which I will.
Like McNeese and Utah State. Are you ready for your close-up?
You're picking it by colors, okay? Oh, I like that jersey color. Okay.
Actually, I have a chimp that picks it. I heard that worked once.
Yeah. But I think that something out of the Midwest could get interesting. I'm not for sure. That South, that's tough. I mean, you got Houston in there and Duke's in there and Kentucky's in there and Marquette's in there. I don't see any low seeds coming through that deal. I see this is all going to be dominated by people that are 1, 2, 3, or 4. I don't think we're going to get any, you know, McNeese State is a 12th seed, Dane, just so you know.
So why did you choose them? Do you get some sort of divine feeling or a vibe? Is it all stats? Is it because some of these are obscure picks?
Well, they like to win. They're 30-3.
Yeah, but who are they beating? Well, you always say it's the Kansas School for the Blind.
I will tell you what happens is this, and when you start beating people, okay, well, I started off, you know, when, you know, our first football game when I was a senior was against the Kansas School for the Deaf, and I scored like 70 points in that game. You know, that was momentum building. And so anyhow, you know, I don't see anybody, honestly, any seed that's going to come out of the West that's going to shock me. Maybe the one that's got a shot at shocking anybody is maybe St. Mary's coming out of there. Clemson is a 6th seed. I just don't know, buddy. I mean, I'm more like I said.
It'll be like an Immaculate Conception of victory.
Yeah,
by the St. Mary's.
Well, the other big seeds that who I may like, who I don't think have a chance, is that Drake is a 10 seed, and then they're going to beat Washington most likely, and then they're going to play Iowa State, because Iowa State will beat South Dakota State. And so Drake being the only seed on that east side that I think could come through there, but then they got a long way to go. They got to beat Iowa State, then they got to have to beat Illinois, and then they have to beat Auburn. I just don't think they're up for it.
A little bit later in the program, we're going to be talking with Dave Mason. He's a sports book manager over there at betonline.ag. And so, Jim Bob, before we go to this first break, regardless of the teams, regardless of the year or the season or any of that, I mean, March Madness is a great time of year. Talk a little bit about how you experience it with friends in Vegas. Regardless of what happens, it's a good time.
Well, we start off the day with El Bandito Yankee tequila, okay, early morning, okay, and then we put our bets in for the day, and then we take a break, and we have some more El Bandito Yankee. And
you got to stay hydrated out right, there in the desert.
By the time the day's over, I'm not even for sure what I picked. Hopefully it was what I read off the sheet that I put down 24 hours in advance. But no, we have a great time out there. We've been going out there for 20 years. And this isn't for everybody, but we go down to Fremont Street and we stay at the Golden Nugget and we walk the streets. We go over to Binion's. We'll go over to our friend over at Circa. We'll go to the D. We'll go to the Four Queens. I mean, we hit them all. We hit every one of those places. And we were down there 1 year, and I will not mention this casino, but 8 of us walked in the place, and you know, we play the games, and then, you know, we'll watch the games, and then we'll play blackjack or craps. In this particular casino, we had a pretty good day. They couldn't pay us.
What?
Uh-huh. And so they couldn't pay
us. How does that conversation go? Hey, congratulations, guys.
It didn't go well the first 15 minutes, okay? But then
how do they even approach that subject? Hey, you know.
Well, we had a lot of chips to cash in, and there was, it was hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars, and we kind of ran the cage out, and they've got the money somewhere. They've got to go get it, but they're hoping that we'll forget about it. Well, we're not going to forget about six figures. I mean, if it was like $60, maybe. Well, let's move on down the street. But when it's six figures, you kind of go, well, we'll sit here and have some beers. You know, it took about 2 hours.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah. So everybody was not happy, now, but they tried to do their best to accommodate us.
In that situation, Jabob, do you charge them interest?
I would have loved to, but you know, they had some big guys, Big Tony and Guido, and I just didn't feel like charging interest.
It's always a good time in Vegas. March Madness, that is a special.
Have you ever seen a wad of like $160,000 of hundreds? Have you ever? It's big.
At what point in sort of the wad progression does it become two wads? Maybe two smaller yet still big.
Well,
wads.
That's exactly what it does. But we like to just do it in one wad initially.
The size of a football.
Yeah. I got in trouble one year. We had a really good run out there, and so I posted a picture of I can't remember. We hit the blackjack tables and we hit the craps tables, and we were on a roll, and so I made the entire hotel floor and bed on $100 bills, and then I got scolded for posting it because, you know, my guys who I with were like going, we can't do that, okay?
Your hitman assassins are all, or even just your needy friends and relatives.
Well, because I posted their home address.
Hoping they'd come back with something.
So anyway, but also, we're going to talk a little bit about NFL free agency, and we're going to talk about the best moves, and we're going to talk about the head scratching moves that's got everybody's going, huh? I don't get that one. What are you doing? I mean, my God, another year like this? No. So the head scratching moves are the great ones. I love to talk about those.
Stay tuned for the head scratching moves coming up and all that
here on the Jim Bob Show Game Day Edition.